Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat today. And I think we've got some good information for you today.
Oh, good.
You know what I want to talk about?
No, I don't.
Well, let the Lord tell you what he said.
All I know is we're going to Book of Philippians.
Yes, we're going
That's
to.
All I get.
Three things Three that things. Every believer should have. And you'd be surprised how many don't have any of the three. And why is that? I want you to go with me to the Book of Philippians, chapter 4. It's one of the finest books, one of the finest churches, the church at Philippi. Paul really loves this church because they were his partners. I want to read Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. We're going to deal with these three things that you should have.
Okay.
First, I want to start with verse 13. Paul says, and that means this to us also, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, where does the strength come from? The joy of the Lord is your strength. In verse 14, notwithstanding you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Boy, that's an amazing statement.
Yeah. Of all the churches that he planted.
Of all the churches I've preached in, some of them never communicated with me, never gave.
So true. You showed nothing. Up, the people gave, but the church never gave a thing.
They never gave it, stole it.
Or they stole it.
I've never charged people expenses of any kind. You know, so I can...
You can identify with Brother Paul.
Oh, I can. And everything. I wish it was free to go out there, but it's not. But yet I had a church like Philippi who helped me. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Several churches. Watch this. Verse 16, for even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Watch this. Not because I desire a gift. Let me put my name in it. Not because Jesse desires a gift. I'm not asking you to give me anything, but I'm asking you to give to this ministry. Because this ministry is God's ministry. 100% of it, your donation, your gift goes into world evangelism because we debt-free. I want to make you aware of that. Not because I desire gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. That's why I say that the anointing of increase is on me. Fruit will come. Don't ever mix faith and time. It's on me. It will come on you. It will happen. But don't get in a hurry on that kind of thing, because that's how you get messed up. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing to God. I had to read all that to get to number one. Mm-hmm. Verse 19.
Okay.
But my God. Who's God? Who's God, Kathy?
My God.
Okay. But my God shall supply how many?
All.
Notice the word all. It's a very small word, very big definition. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in America?
No.
His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Three things that a believer should have. Number one, all your needs should be met. Number two, all your desires ought to be given and you should receive them. Number three, all your wants to a point that you never will want. Need, desire, want. I want to talk about that. Let's talk about need first. People ask me all the time, even you said that years ago, Jesse, you never ask God for a need, and I never will. Why would I do that when he said he would supply all? So I just accepted that at face value.
So instead of asking, you thank him.
I just thank him.
Because I don't acknowledge that he met our every need.
I don't deal with needs. I live in an atmosphere of thank you all the time to him, mm-hmm. because he supplies all my need, and I'm not worried about where he gets it at, because it's according to his riches and glory. So I don't care if the economy goes down or it goes up, it goes sideways. It doesn't make a lick of difference, you see, because my God, that's personal. Let me say it again. I don't ask God for a need because to me, it's a waste of spiritual energy. I expect it automatically, and because I expect it, I have it. I don't even think twice about it. In other words, look at me. When we needed this table, we got it. Mm-hmm. You said, hey, I know where a table is. Mm-hmm. remember you, and you picked this table. Yeah. I said, well, my God, and had the money to get it.
Right.
See, this was a need. Had to have this to do this TV. What is this? Is this a podcast?
I wanted it.
Huh? I know you want it. Yeah, we're going to get to that in a minute. Is this a podcast? What is this?
Technically, I guess it
could be. I don't even know what a podcast is. You know, a pod to me is a bunch of whales, you know, all that kind of stuff. But watch this. When you understand, I didn't know I needed a tumbler, but you got me one. And when I saw them, I said, I'd like to have one.
You want one?
And got one. And a bunch of them. Praise God. See, my God. See, that's why I don't need to be concerned about that. If you know somebody, if you're a good parent, your children are not concerned about how much groceries are in the refrigerator. We got Chrissy in here. Y'all know Chrissy from Kathy's name. I'm pretty sure Sophia don't wake you up and says, is there any milk in the house? Is there any formula? Is there anything? She just looks, and if you got some food in your hand, bring it over here. You see what I'm trying to say? And you're not God's adults. You're God's children. My God shall supply all your needs. But you've been told, well, just hang in there, keep begging and asking, and you might get some of it. That's the church's teaching on that, which is totally, completely wrong. If you understand this scripture, and you should, this kind of God we serve is not trying to make you struggle. Satan is the one stealing, killing, and destroying. Jesus came to give life to the full till it overflows. So number one, all needs should be met. All. Let me give you a prime example. When your kids get ready to go back to school, all their school supplies, or I guess all their new clothes, whatever they need, maybe uniforms, I don't know, whatever what school your child goes to. It should not be a struggle. I'm going to say this, and I mean this sincerely, and I believe, Kathy, you'll agree with me. We don't struggle.
Yeah,
we don't
right.
struggle
no
at
struggle.
All. You know why? All needs. And there may be needs coming up in the future that I don't even know about, but God's already taking care of that. So number one, all your needs should be taken care of. Let's go to number two, all right? Go with me to the book of, let me see what I'm talking about here. Isaiah, I like Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
And it says this in the book of Isaiah. What? Well, let me go first to Psalms 37, okay. Then we'll come back to Isaiah. Psalms 37. I want you to see this. Psalms is in the Old Testament. For you people that don't read the Bible, you'd be surprised how many don't. Job, Psalms 37. Now, here's another one. Very simple. This ain't hard. It's just all you got to do is just believe this stuff. Psalms 37, verse 4. It says, delight thyself, therefore, in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So number one, all your needs should be met. Now, number two, all your desires should be met if you delight. Mm. Now, let's just be honest. Are you excited when your church has services? Or are you actually saying inside, I wish they'd cancel Wednesday. I ain't got time for that. Ooh, you're not delighting yourself there from the Lord. Do you look forward with great anticipation? Man, it's Sunday morning. It's Wednesday night. Oh, my God, man, the pastor or preacher, he's going to be talking on the, you know, on the internet about something. Man, we got to watch this. That's called delight. Mm. And God said he give you the desires of your heart. Yet you'd be surprised, very few people literally have the desires of their heart. And why? Because I don't have no money. No. It's because you're not desiring this God that loves you more than you can possibly ask or think. And I mean, I have to watch what I say because I get it. People say, that Jesse, the plans, everything he touches is prosperous. Well, is it because of my faith? Well, I believe some of it, yes.
Right.
But what more is because of my delight. Mm-hmm. I enjoy being saved. I'm not saved enough to be miserable. See, so when I have an opportunity to be a blessing, in fact, I told that to a preacher the other day, I said, you know, when you take a day off or two and it turns out, do you keep God in your vacation? Do you keep God here? Most don't. We do. Why? Delight. When Kathy comes home from work, she's like a child running to her daddy when she sees me.
Is that the way you see it?
That's the way I see it. It's my story. I'm going to tell it the way I want it. Well, she just delights herself.
I am happy to see you.
Yeah, I know you are. Why'd you laugh so funny? You weren't expecting that.
I'm almost 72. I don't want to think of myself as a child anymore.
No, why not?
Childlike.
Papa said, come as a child. But I mean, a lot of times I'm just be sitting there walking by, and she said, you know, Jesse, I know she delights in me. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. And sometimes you might lie a little bit. I don't think you mean to. You say, you know, you look just as good today as I did when I first met you. That's not true. You go look at the albums. Mm-mm. But the inner man is renewed. But I think you look just as good as when I first saw you at 15 years old. I call her timeless elegance. Don't you agree? Get a shot of Kathy.
They got a shot at me. They know what I look like.
You know, but I mean that. See, we delight each other. Or if I buy her something, she goes, "Oh, did you know I wanted that?" I said, "Not really, but something came up me, and it was one of her desires." Now, you see, the church has preached desire as a little greed, and it's not greed. You might say, let me just say it like this. You might say it this way. You may like jewelry. You know, a lot of women like jewelry. My God, what a blessing of the Lord. Okay? Okay. Have you ever thought in your finite mind that God put that desire in your heart because he knew you would delight in it so that you could ask him for it? And yet some people say, well, that's just greed. No, that ain't greed. That's just wanting to do something for you. Y'all, we have a girl here named Jennifer. Jennifer's behind the cameras, and she counts me off, I guess, you know. And she just told me that her husband bought her birthday present. Her birthday was the other day. Watch that. She didn't know. He took, watch this, some secret jobs, little things, I guess, saved his money so he could buy her something. And I seen when she showed it to me, there was delight in her eyes. But there was desire in her husband to give it to her. Mm-hmm. See how they hook together? Isn't this good?
I love that.
I did. See, three things that believers should have. Number one, needs completely.
All needs.
All of it. And number two, desire.
Received.
Now think about that. Desire. And when you understand that, that comes from delighting in the Lord. I noticed something about you, Kathy, and I have to say it. When Wednesday night comes, you delight to go to church. You delight to preach the gospel or the message that you've been going through the Bible with different things.
I delight to study the Word of God, and I delight to share what God is showing
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens is, God says, because she does that, I give her the desires of her heart. Mm. And that could be spiritual, physical, or financial, or all three. But it won't happen unless you delight. Mm. Now, you know, delight has all kind of different connotations and definitions.
Yeah.
We were preaching the other day, and someone picked us up. I don't know, was bringing us to the church. Kathy likes Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm not a big donut person, but this woman loves Krispy Kreme. But she don't eat them unless they're hot.
And now, then I still don't always eat them.
Don't lie. I've never seen a hot donut that you didn't devour.
Well, I see the light on, and that attracts me, and I desire them, but yeah. I know the result of eating too many of them.
I'm carrying
the evidence of it.
We were
right
in
now.
The car, and all of us, I'd never even seen the Krispy Kreme. We were driving, and she goes, "Oh, look, the light is on." And the driver looked at me, and he said, "What light?" And I said, "I don't know, what light?" She said, "The Krispy Kreme." Now, if I would have been driving, she'd have said, "Turn this car around and go through that and get me a dozen." And she'll eat them things, man. And she likes them real, real hot. And most people do. I mean, they really love them. I'm not a donut person that much. But, I mean, she really likes them.
I only eat them if they're hot.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's got to be her way. It has to be her delight. And then the desire comes. Now
That's only time they're kind of worth the calories if they're hot and fresh.
I guess so, you know. And I don't care how many she eats. Make no difference to me. If you want some, you can have some. See, so what makes a desire comes to pass in your life is delight. Now, you can't delight if you can't even get your needs met. You can't even think about desire if your need is not met first. You see, because you're just struggling to get by, getting up every morning, hoping to God that, God, I hope we have a day today. I can make a little money where I can maybe do something up, pay my bills, you know, those kinds of things. But when you delight, God said, not only will I pay your bills, I'll give you desires of your heart. Mm. So that's number two. Now let's go to number three, the one that most people just say, oh no, mm-hmm. oh no. Well, let me go to Isaiah first before I go to the okay. number three. Watch this. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 14 is a powerful verse. It says, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. Mm-hmm. Why do you think I have a jet? I fly on the high places. Why? I delight in the Lord. Not in the jet, in the Lord that gave me the desire, because all I use it for is work. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob. Ooh, Lord, mm. thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken. Mm. My God, did you get that? Ride upon the high places. Mm-hmm. And I want to begin to believe God for a jet. Guess what? I have been rawly criticized by a lot of people. Y'all seen that, what, 4 or 5 years ago? I was the number one story in the world because ABC, I think it was, Good Morning America, CBS, Fox, all of them said he's got four jets. Well, I never had four jets at one time. I've owned four jets, but not at one time. And I gave two away. Come on, they knew that, but they didn't tell you that, did they? You know what kind of a donation a jet is to a person? Hallelujah, man. I'm telling you, it was millions of dollars.
That was someone else's desire.
Yeah,
someone desired to build. You to help me.
Well, I don't believe they'll mind me saying it, but there's a wonderful church in Minneapolis called Living Word, and it's Mac and Lynn Hammond, and I knew they wanted to plant churches, but they needed an airplane to cross the ocean, and I had a Falcon 50, and the Lord spoke to me and Kathy, give the plane. I could have sold it. I mean, a guy was offering me millions of dollars for it. Who don't need millions of dollars, especially in this ministry? But you know what? We planted it, gave it, and today we're flying one of the finest jets ever made anywhere in the world, one stop. It was the delight for me and Kathy to do that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think 8 or 9 different churches have now been planted because of that plane.
Yeah, in other nations and also in yes. the state where they're at. Right?
Yeah. What a miracle of the Lord. Now, thank God. Well, how did you get it? I delighted in the Lord.
Yes.
And he gave me that desire way back when.
And when he calls on us to sow, it's a delight. And it was a delight to see their desire met. So it's all a beautiful plan of God.
Yes. It's just so wonderful. Now, I couldn't have done it if I hadn't had my needs met. Couldn't have. I couldn't have flying up on the high places if I needed one.
It's a progression.
Yeah, it's a progression. See what I'm saying? That's called desires and delight. Remember, desires come when you delight. Let me go back to that. Do you delight in God's way, how he operates and functions in your life? Mm-hmm. Think about that for a minute. So I wanted to do Isaiah 19 as far as also Psalms 37. Delight thyself therefore in the Lord, he give you the desires of your heart. Now let's go to the one that a lot of people go, well, bless God, I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to give you a little scripture. Go with me to Psalms chapter 23. Everyone knows this psalm. It's one of the most famous psalms in the Bible.
Yes.
And David is talking, mm-hmm. and he says, the Lord, Psalm chapter 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, here's number 3. I shall not want. Now, let me explain that. When you have what you want, you don't even think about need. Need is no longer a part of your life at all because want has consumed it. Want has even consumed the desire because you now have everything you could possibly think of in terms of a desire because you're delighted in the Lord. Now, want is not a part of your life. He didn't say, I would not want. He said, I shall not want. And you know, King David gave an offering to God to build the temple, way over $1 billion. And at one time he was in a cave and he didn't have no food. And yet he would sing songs when he was a kid on the backside of a mountain watching the sheep. And he would glorify God, didn't have nothing. Saul running after him. people would bring him food. One time he had to eat the showbread because they didn't have nothing else. But I'll tell you what, God saw his need. God saw his desire. And God saw his want. And it was all supplied to that man.
Amen.
And God is no respecter of person. He will supply it to you.
Amen.
You know, you've asked me several times, you know, around my birthday or something, Jesse, what you want? And I say, I don't know, because I have what I want. I'm not lying, not bragging about that. I have no wants in my life. I have what I want. One man asked me one time, he said, well, do you have a Rolls Royce? I said, no, but I got a friend of mine that's got two of them.
And you didn't want one.
But I didn't want one. And watch it, he said, you can drive them anytime you want.
Right.
You see my point? So that's why you see the happiness on my face, that smile on my face, because my need is met. My desire is given because I delight in him. And I don't want for nothing because the Lord is my shepherd. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Kathy?
I love that. And the reason we do these chats every day is because we want you to be blessed. We want you discover the truth of the gospel that's so transformed our lives. And we get testimonies all the time. I have several here. But it's important to know that when we want to please God, he wants to give us the desires.
Amen.
He wants to meet every need and give us even our wants. The Lord is my shepherd, he says, I shall not want. Jesus is the good shepherd.
Right. Okay. You know, I don't believe these two men of mine me saying that. Y'all know Hank Kuhneman, don't you? You know, he's been on Flashpoint with me. He's a great prophet of God. We were talking. I went and preached at his church. What a wonderful family he has. And he said, you know, we could go buy this thing. But Jesse, I don't know if I want this. I said, well, get what you want.
You mean their church was growing. They want to expand.
Right. He said, they could have done this, but he really wanted this. Probably what he wanted was a little more money. I'm assuming. I don't know that. But I said, well, you can have what you want. He said, I heard you say that you don't deal with need. You don't tell God what you need. You tell him what I want. I said, well, first thing first, I don't have to tell God what I need. He already supplies it. Before I know I need is coming.
Yeah.
So he's giving me my want. Yeah. And then my good friend Richard Roberts, he was just here preaching for you not long ago.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I got a nice building, but I really want a new building. Why? For growth.
For
and
his new TV studio.
Yeah. I said, well, get it. Huh? The Lord's your shepherd. I shall not want. And he sent back a text to Kathy. He said, boy, every time I get around Jesse and you stir up my faith. Why? Because you should have these three things operating and functioning in your life, not once in a while, every day. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to show you something. Kathy, I want you to read a few of these testimonies, and then we'll get back to this little teaching. I hope you're enjoying this, because I want you to be, let me tell you what I'm believing for. I want all of you to be debt-free if you're in debt. That's a wonderful thing, to be debt-free. That's just one of those things. And never get back in debt again. Read some of those if you don't mind.
Hugo writes from Guadalajara, Mexico, says, I love your ministry and boardroom chats. God bless you. And Sarah says, hello from Germany. And Sonia says, I love listening to you guys. What a blessing you are to millions of people, and I'm one of them.
Isn't that a
love from Ireland, Iceland.
Iceland. Mm-hmm. You know, remember when we stopped in Iceland, like, was it Keflavik or Reykjavik on a plane to refuel? And I thought, I need to go preach in Iceland. We just stopped to get some fuel.
You just did through the
airways. Yeah,
through
here, yeah. Hallelujah. See?
And then YouTube, someone from YouTube says, thank you, Jesse and Kathy, for sharing the pure gold of the Word.
I like
that. Thank you for studying the Word of God with us.
Amen.
We love studying the Word. And so well, Connie
wait,
says.
Wait. What kind of metal do you like? Do you like gold?
Oh, yeah, gold is good.
I like
the
gold.
The shinier, the better.
I like gold, and I like platinum.
I have a beautiful gold. Now, this is what I wanted for my 50th wedding anniversary, if you remember.
And you bought me this one. Go ahead. Keep going. We're talking about what we wanted. See?
Okay.
And look, they're the same, but yours is gold, mine is platinum.
You have a gold one as well.
I have a gold one. But that was my mother's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep reading.
Okay.
Come on, keep going.
I'm trying. Connie says, thank you for your wisdom in the Word. I always learn so much from you both. You're from your partner. Christopher says, thank you so much, Brother Jesse. Greatly appreciate you. Also, wow, the color and clarity of this video is superb.
Ah.
Praise God for all his faithful provision and favor. Words, wisdom,
good.
Knowledge, and understanding. Also, thank you, God, in advance for restoring my marriage and my wonderful wife. I love her with everything in me, praise God.
Well, you know, he said that he loved the quality of our video. Well, that's them 4K cameras or 8K, whatever the call. I don't know what y'all do. And all this stuff, that's my staff that does all that. And your wonderful partners who helped us to buy these fine cameras so we wouldn't be blurry and things of that nature. And if you get anything with Jesse the Planet and it's blurry, it's the apparatus that they're shooting it through. It's not ours. We give them things clean.
On our end.
Keep going. Keep going. I want you to finish.
Oh, I have one more.
Go ahead.
Last week we talked about this, but it says, congratulations, Pastor Kathy, 27 years as a church family. It will be, and 7 years with you as the lead under God. Just excellent. And on September the 15th, we're going to have a powerful Sunday morning service where we celebrate the anniversary, 27 years as a church here on a Sunday morning. I know you'll be able to watch and tune in.
Did you read Christopher's?
Christopher? Yes, I sure did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that was the one I just read.
Okay, let me see that.
You don't believe me?
No, I believe you. But there was one in here. Yeah. Connie, you didn't read this one.
I did.
Thank you for your wisdom in the Word. I always learned so much from you both.
I did.
From your partner.
You probably weren't paying attention.
Now, let me help you here. I don't know Connie personally, but I know what she's done. She's a partner to this ministry.
Amen.
In other words, she delights to do that. It was one of her desires to be a partner. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Connie. And I want to say this to all our partners. Thank you for all that you do financially for this ministry. 100% goes in the world evangelism, every bit of it. If you'd like to be a partner, I hope you would become one. Why? So this anointing of increase that's on me will come upon you and Kathy.
Yeah,
it will come upon you.
We desire that.
I desire that with every fiber of my being. If you'd like to be, go to jdm.org. You can hit a donate button and give. That way you can use PayPal if you like.
Yes.
Or you can text to give a one-time donation or maybe a recurring one if you want. Or you can use the JDM apps. Kathy likes that. That way you can select the giving you like. Or you can mail in an old-fashioned donation check like I normally do, those kind of things. And I'm telling you, it would be a blessing of the Lord. I told that to a church the other day. I said, you give me $1,000, and it was on a Monday. And I said, by next Monday, I'll have 1,000 new people. We had more than that was calling and contacting our ministry.
Right. I know, I think it's close to 2 million last time. It's
last
just seems
month,
sort of like it's gaining
people.
Momentum. Like, yes.
Yeah. 2.4 million people
in
last
month. In just one
month
in the engagements, interactions, different people.
It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. We are doing something here. You know why? Because our needs are met, our desires are met, given, and our wants are there. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is just, lack of a better way to say it, hint, and God does it just like that.
He says, all you have to do is ask.
Ask.
Jesus said, ask.
I preached a sermon on that.
All you have to do is ask. Ask and it shall be given.
And I think on our broadcast television coming up, I got a sermon I hope you can watch. This is on all broadcast television. Your future is in your seed. And people say, but Jesse, you don't seem to ever run out. Well, I'm constantly sowing, but I'm also constantly reaping.
Right.
And it's just such a blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
To be able, let me give you a prime example of what just happened to me. This just happened to me no more than a few days ago. You know, I started wearing sneakers. Well, good Lord. I think I changed everybody's way. People say, oh my God, he wears sneakers. So a lot of preachers started wearing sneakers too. Now, the reason why I did, I prefer cowboy boots. I love cowboy boots. I got some beautiful boots. You bought me some. People, it's been a blessing. Watch this. But I was watching ESPN, and man, them guys dress up good, huh? And I noticed that the camera panned down and they were wearing sneakers. And I thought, sneakers. And I was going overseas and I didn't want to bring all those boots. I said, well, I'm going to just buy a pair or two of those sneakers or something like that.
It's a lot easier.
I didn't know what to buy.
To
so I just bought just a kind of a cheap pair, I guess, whatever you call it. And ladies and gentlemen, I got more compliments and comments on my shoes than I did on my messages. So I came, I mentioned that. Ready for this? I've had 22 pairs of very expensive, I call them sneakers. A tennis shoe, well, not tennis shoe, given to me, 22. Watch this. I just went and ministered for a wonderful friend. I'm really starting to really know that's Larry and Pam Winters. I went and do an Amway thing. I don't know much about Amway, but I thought, yeah, I'll do it. So I went, and before I went, that was on a Sunday morning, this has just recently happened, I looked at all them sneakers, and I said, I need to get me a pad in black and white ones. They're really shiny black. These are kind of black and white, but it kind
of. Do you have them on today?
No. But black and white ones.
You're so different than me. When I get something new, I wear it that day.
She wears it immediately, you know. Yeah. Her wants are a lot stronger than mine, you know. And that's okay. So watch this. Listen to this. This will blow you away. 22 pairs. Ready? Okay. I said this the day before to myself. I didn't say it to nobody else. I'd like to get me a real nice pair of black and white. That way I can wear a sport coat with a white shirt, you know, blah, 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 this and that. I went and ministered to those wonderful people. They were so kind. They asked me to eat lunch with them. It looked like the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper. People everywhere, the big old long table. There at the Ritz-Carlton, that's where they were having that meeting, in Naples, Florida. And Larry says, Jesse, we want to give you something. And I went, oh, no, I'm doing fine. The lunch is more than that. It was just nice. And he handed me a box. It was all wrapped up. And you know, when something's wrapped up, I don't like to tear it up with real pretty paper. You know, you kind of taught me that, you know what I'm saying? Keep the bows. I opened it up, and guess what it was?
Black and white tennis.
A pair of black and white Air Jordans. Mm. I mean, talk about...
I haven't even seen them. You didn't show them to me.
Low cut. Now, I didn't know what low cut and high cut meant. Low cut. But I opened it up, and I thought, well, the low cut looked like a normal pair. You know what I'm saying? But I mean...
High top, yeah.
And watch this. I said, well, look at this. I said, Larry, and everybody, thank you. This is the 20... This is 23. This 23. And he said, Michael Jordan's number is 23.
Oh, wow.
He didn't know that. He didn't know I had 22 given. He didn't know that. Now, if you don't think God is good... He gives me now 23, and Michael Jordan's number is 23.
And that was a desire of your heart.
Yeah, well, I just said it one time. I just thought, man, I need to get me.
And you know, apparently they had already planned it.
It was all out there before I even thought of it.
God put the desire in your heart.
Yes, that was Larry and Pam Winters. What a blessing of God. And I thought, yeah, he put that desire in my heart. I said, I just need to get me a pair. But wait till you see him. You hadn't seen him. Now, you know, for some reason, Kathy, lately things are coming into my house. And he goes, Jesse, wear this. And she bought me some black T-shirts and some navy blue T-shirts. And what else? I mean, red ones and white ones. And I thought, my God, man, my T-shirts must be ugly and old.
Yes, they are.
they're old.
They're raggedy.
I love them old T-shirts.
I'm going to throw those others away.
Oh, don't throw nothing away.
I said, not that again.
You know, but see, now you may think that's silly, but not to God. He knew it would bless me. Now God's going to bless Larry and Pam. And you know what they believe for in their organization? 1,000 platinum leaders. And their organization, they're bringing up to 100,000. We believe in God with them. Why? It's their desire. And they delight in the Lord. And you know where I met them at? That I can remember. I think it was Terry Savelle Foy is the one who introduced me to those wonderful people. And because I was preaching at Terry Savelle Foy's office. Me, Jerry Savelle, and Brother Copeland way back when. And it was just such a blessing of the Lord. I want to use that as an example. Now, he didn't know I wanted a pair of black and white. Nobody knew that. But it's, I mean, not only did God give me some of the best, I guess you could say, sneakers you get there, but he also gave me the pair that would be the number that Air Jordan ever took. And I don't know much about basketball, but I think I heard he was the greatest basketball player. Some people say LeBron James. Boy, you got to fight when you say that. I don't know. All I know about Michael Jordan is, he could fly. I seen him do it with that basketball, you know. But isn't that a miracle of the Lord? Now, that's so simple. No, it's not. God took time out of his busy schedule to move upon an individual simply because I said I need to get a pair of black and white.
Wanted, not needed.
Wanted it.
You didn't need it.
Yeah, I didn't need nothing. It took time. God, universe, creator, concerned about that. Mm-hmm. What is he concerned about? What you want, mm-hmm. What you need, what you desire. Three things that a believer, all of us, should
have. Good.
Kathy, take it away.
Say something. I like that teaching. Three things every believer should have. Have your needs met, receive every desire, and all your wants received as well.
That's right.
That's a great plan.
So
you
what
know,
do you want?
A lot of people give up what I want.
Yeah, what do you want?
I don't have any wants. I'm like you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
You didn't.
I really
kind of
don't
cut
have
you
any
off
want.
When you was talking about that gold
you
ring.
You often do that.
Yeah, I often
cut
do. Well, you do it to me constantly. So tell
not
us about the gold.
Much.
Tell me about the gold ring. I forgot.
Oh
to
no, that's what I wanted when I had our 50th wedding anniversary. You asked me what I wanted, and I really wanted just a simple. Well, it's not too tiny. It's a nice substantial wide gold band. So we picked it out. And I just love it. I wear it a lot to work every sure. day, and it's really comfortable.
It
but it was a want.
That...
It means a lot to me. At one time, I had one like this, and I don't know what happened to
it. You lost it or something, you think?
I don't remember. No, actually, it wasn't. It was one like this, but I had a stone on it that you had given me when we first married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that thief that stole that in that hotel room in Chicago?
I don't think so. Remember was that? It maybe in a different one?
Years and years ago, we wouldn't even say, this thief was so good, he stole all people's jewelry in this big hotel in Chicago. When we came down to the front desk, there must have been 200 people in the park. All the jewelry had been stolen. He took it off of Kathy's hand while she was sleeping, and I'm sleeping next to her. And Kathy's a light sleeper. This guy was good. I don't know if they ever caught him. We never did get anything back. But I remember, thank God, that's 40. Whoa, no, that's 53 years ago, or so, 52 years ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll never forget that. How somebody could just do this while you're sleeping?
But God restored it, and
yes,
even
God
better,
restored it.
I've got another one, so I'm glad.
So it's a blessing of the Lord. So I want you to think today, and I want you to go and pray after we get off the air, and start delighting in the Lord in a greater way, and desires will come up in your heart, spiritual, physical, and financial things, and God will give them to you.
You know, Jesse, I was just thinking earlier, and then you interrupted my thought like you often do. And then
you just interrupted
but
my
I just remembered
point
it.
Plan right there, but
no,
that's okay.
You said it already.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, but you could say it again after
okay.
this. But, you know, so often when we ask God for something that we want, we ask it based on maybe how we grew up. I remember wanting certain things, and my wants were determined by what I thought I could get. My wants were determined by what I thought maybe my mother could give me. I didn't want to say something extreme and extravagant or like the way I think now, because I knew there was limitations on what she could really give me, because she was my source.
Right.
And
right.
so when we look to people as our source, we limit our wants. We limit the level of wants, what we think we can receive. But when we're looking at God, we're looking at an unlimited creator.
Oh, glory, that's good.
And there's no limit to what he can give us. And so there shouldn't be any limit to what we desire, no limit to what we want in life. And if we put our delight ourselves in him, he's going to give us the desires of our heart.
Well, he says that in Mark 11, 23 and 24. What things soever you desire.
You desire when you pray. Believe that you have them and you shall.
And we're not like a bunch of kids. God, would you give me this? God, would you give me? No, we're just talking about we enjoy being saved.
And when you spend time with the Lord, it seems like your desires change. You start seeing how things that you thought about in the past that were important are no longer important. He shifts those desires. And like now, our main desire is to see the gospel of Jesus
Amen.
Proclaimed around the world. Most everything, our day-to-day thought life is thought about what can we do differently, how many more people can we reach, how many more people's lives can be impacted because through the gospel, because it's our strong desire to see all, like God's desire. God says it's his will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
Right.
So we have that same desire, and everything that we do
Amen.
Is based on that. And we need to make sure that we realize that there are people all around us that don't realize that they have there is a good God, and he wants to give them, the desires of their heart.
Lord, it sounded like Joe
Cocker. I need some water.
Yeah, drink some water here.
I think I desire some water.
No, I think the Lord did that so I could talk
water.
A little bit.
You've been talking this whole time. It's never enough, though.
Let me just say this, okay? You know, this is when you know that you're not doing wrong. This is when you know when you're not greedy. When you're not possessed by something, is when you have the ability to give it all away.
That's good. That's true.
You know, and we gave away all our money twice in our lives. And you know what? My greatest gift is the gift of giving. I enjoy that more than anything I've ever done. I have been at some great restaurants and have ate some fine food. But when I gave my tips, I wait for my tips. I wait to be a blessing to that waiter or waitress, whatever it may be. I look for that. I mean, it's the best part of the meal, even though the food was fantastic, service was great, blah, blah, and all that kind. But it's just such a nice to see people go, are you serious? You mean you want me to get you some change? I said, no. Everybody's got to make a living. Well, for some reason, this just happened. We went to the same restaurant 3 times in a week. Normally, we don't do that, but unless it's Chick-fil-A, we like Chick-fil-A. You know, no, this is
we don't even go there
restaurant.
3 times a week.
Oh, yeah.
That's once
to
a
make,
week.
To make a long story short, we got the same waitress, and I gave her some money the first time, and she said, I'm going to save that for my baby. She was pregnant. Well, she didn't say it first. She said, thank you. I'm going to have a baby. That's it. Well, we went back second time with 3 different people now. See what I'm saying? And we just did the 3rd time. And she said, you know, you have been blessing me with this money every time. And I'm keeping it for my baby.
Mm-hmm.
That just blessed me to no end. It's my favorite part of the meal. And usually I tip more than what the meal is.
Yeah.
Not bragging about that. Why? Because I have no needs. I have all my desires. And I got all my wants. And why not share it?
Amen.
I hope you learned today. Remember, three things that all believers should have. Need, Philippians 4:19. Desire, Psalms 37, verse 4, and Isaiah 58. Wants, Psalms 23. The Lord's my shepherd. And if he is your shepherd, and always will be your shepherd,
mm-hmm.
you shall never want ever
Amen.
Again.
That's good stuff.
Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.